SOP273, are USB devices really that much quieter? We get some insights from a first-time podcaster, and we catch up with our old friend Tim Berkwin, the podcast brother, and what he's up to now.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come listen to the original podcast about podcasting. This is where we talk about planning, promoting, recording, monetizing, all of the above, podcasting, and our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out there. You can call in our voicemail. It's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. And right now, I am recording into a blue icicle. Now, what that device is I'm plugging my Electro Voice RE320, which is just your typical microphone, into it, and then the icicle, which looks about the size of a candy bar. It goes into that, and then the other end of it goes into a USB device. So you can easily turn any microphone into a USB device. And I've always heard that USB devices are quieter, they're better quality than if you plug into your sound card, depending on what kind of sound card you have in your computer. Now, I have just the good old standard Dell computer. So what I've done is I've recorded this microphone into the mixer, exact same settings, and I've recorded it into the computer via USB, kind of like I'm doing now, then into the computer via the microphone jack, and then into a portable recorder. And we're going to listen to the difference to see if there's any real difference from the file. And the answer is really probably. In all cases, you can get rid of whatever noise is left, either using the noise feature in Audacity or a noise gate, things like that. That's the one difference with a USB device. There's no hardware to boost your signal going in. I guess if you wanted to, they do make devices that, because this, you can only plug a microphone into it. There are other USB devices that you could actually plug a mixer into, and then the mixer could go into that. But this is just for one single microphone, which is great if you're a solo podcaster like myself. And the other thing that's kind of different is I'm working with the boys over at Blue. I cannot get this microphone to show up in my headphones without an echo. And they swear that that's just, I have a setting wrong, so we're working with them, and I'll update you on that as we go forward. But in this case, I really don't need to hear myself. It's just me talking, and I'm watching the lights blink, so I know everything's working fine. So let's do our comparison here to find out, are USB devices really that much quieter? This is me recording directly from that same mixer into my microphone of my computer. It's time to start a podcast. It's time for you to start a podcast. This is me recording directly into a portable recording device. It's time for you to start a podcast. I'm going through my microphone, into a mixer, out of the line out, into the line in of the portable recorder. All right, and this is me recording directly from my mixer into the Blue Icicle USB device. So we're trying to determine, do USB devices really record that much quieter? So I'm going to shut up and say it's time to start a podcast, and here's the hiss. This is quite possibly the stupidest episode I've ever done. Because really, we're really getting nitpicky here. All right, what I'm going to do now is, obviously, if you go back and listen, the microphone input in the sound card definitely is noisier. There's this weird little like noise. And so it's down to the portable versus the USB. So I'm now going to put the hiss next to each other. All right, so I'm going to call that a tie. The big difference is when you're doing a USB, which is what I'm recording right now using, is the fact that there's no compression. There's no noise gating. There's nothing up front. You basically, any editing you do to your voice, you're going to do in the software in post-production. So there's no noise gating, things like that. So this is probably, I usually use something like Adobe Audition to take out the hiss. I'm going to leave that out. I'm actually using the Hindenburg Journalist software today. And my answer is yes, USB devices are easier. They're just as quiet as recording into a portable recorder. I will say this, portable recorders are way, way easier because in Skype and in other things, I'm constantly having to adjust it and say, no, I'm using a USB device and things like that. So I find USB to be a bit of a headache. It sounds better. And you're also, again, still recording on your computer, which in some cases is just too taxing and causes it to crash. Now, next up, what we have here is we have two interviews today. I wanted to share with you some insights from a client of mine. And if you want me to do some podcasting for you, I can help you plan it. I can help you promote it. I can set it up, things like that. In fact, if you don't have a website at all, please contact me because I can actually get your podcasting website started for free. And that's over at podcastcoaching.com. But I'm going to introduce you to Marcy Rosenbaum, and I got her insights as she was publishing her first episode. And just to share with you, if you're thinking I couldn't do it, I'm not sure how old Marcy is. I know I'm 46, and she has said that she is older than I am, and a woman never tells and a man never asks, so we're just going to go with that. But here is just a brief, I think this is 4 minutes, if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, listen to Marcy because she was where you are, and listen how she feels now that she has one in the can, as they say. Joining me via Skype is Marcy Rosenbaum from the new podcast. You can find it at livelihoodshow.com. It's about, Marcy, what is your podcast about?
The podcast is about the experience that so many of us seem to be having these days, and that is what we've been doing for a living for many years is suddenly changing, and in many cases, not on purpose. Our skills are becoming obsolete, jobs are going away, or we've just lost our passion for what we're doing. So for years, friends and colleagues have been muttering, what's next? What's next for me? And we decided to take a look at how people we know and people we're reading about are solving that problem. And we came up with a way of sharing those stories through a podcast and a website. It highlights pathfinders who are taking their skills and their passions and retooling them for the new marketplace. And it's the story of people who are stepping outside of their comfort zone and what it means to reinvent your professional identity and your livelihood at different stages of your life.
Now, how much time elapsed from the time you said, I should probably start a podcast to the time you actually took steps to take it?
I would say probably a year. I spent a year thinking about, oh, it would be really interesting to do a podcast, or it'd be really interesting to do a show. And I spent a lot of time doing mind maps of what my focus would be and what the topics would be and who my pathfinders would be. And I made a lot of progress until I got to the point of, and now we'll make a podcast. And now we'll make a radio show. And that's when I stalled. I had a year's worth of material. I had a clear marketing strategy. And I had no idea how to create a recording or edit the recording. And it was part of what I did is I became an intern at NPR. So I could at least watch how somebody else did it in the big leagues. So now I understood a little bit about the structure of a show and what goes into making a broadcast sound professional. But then when I sat down at my desk, I actually even bought a microphone called a Snowball, and I downloaded all the software. I realized I had no idea how to put it all together. Here I was with all the pieces of the puzzle, and I didn't really know what the picture looked like. And fortunately, that's when I found you.
Well, there you go. Now, once you found me, how long did it take to get episode one up?
Two weeks. And it was really astounding. It was a combination of, you're a very good teacher. I'm a management consultant by training. And I understand that it's very easy to come in and take big money and do something for someone, and then you walk away, and if they want to do it again, they have to bring you back. I mean, that's how the big boys make their money. But it's also not very satisfying, because you're creating what I call an addicted customer. You have a real knack of knowing when to step in and say, okay, here's what I can do to get you started. And then say, and here's how you do it. And you show up on Skype and you take control of my computer, and I, oh, that's how you do it. And you accelerated my learning curve with a nice balance of doing some things for me as a technical producer, then showing me how to do it so that I could do it, and then giving me the feedback that I needed to create a production cycle that is now manageable. So we went from, oh my God, we have a radio show, to here is the first broadcast in about 2 weeks of effort.
And how did you feel when you listened to that first episode?
I was so nervous before it actually played that I didn't think I could listen to it. And which is ironic, because I'd heard it at this point dozens of times. But I actually did think I was going to be able to. And now here's the livelihood show with your host, Marcy Rosenfeld. And when I did, my breath was taken away, because it just seemed so simple. So, and that's how I felt. I listened to this and I said, oh, it's a radio show. Oh, it's my radio show. It was really one of my great professional satisfactions.
Well, my favorite line is when, because we kind of listened to it together, and I remember you saying, I didn't think I could do this. And then there you were coming through your own speakers, and you were like, wow, that's okay. That's a radio show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't just think I couldn't do this. I knew that I couldn't do this. And I was just moving forward on the momentum of a wing and a prayer. And I think it was your confidence that I could do this that got us through the first episode. Now I think I can do this. And that's a pretty exciting experience.
Well, there you go. If you want to hear that episode, you can go over to livelihoodshow.com. And here's the fun thing. You'll look back at that episode in about 10 episodes and go, ugh. Because every podcaster hates their first episode, and that one's pretty good. So that's going to be, we've set the bar pretty high there, but it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get. But congratulations on show number one, and here we go for show number two.
Thanks for being part of the ride.
All right, well, back in the day, kids, back in 2007, the man behind, Tim, the portable?
The very first one was the Podcast and Portable Media Expo.
There you go.
EPME, so, as a lot of people used to call it.
Yeah, and you might remember the voice from the Podcast Brothers and many other podcasts, but Tim Berkwin, thanks so much for coming on the School of Podcasting.
Yeah, my pleasure, Dave, thanks.
And just kind of wanted to do a, hey, what you been up to, big fella, kind of segment. So why don't you kind of fill us in? What are you up to? Because one of the things you just talked about, I went, ooh, we got to get you on the School of Podcasting to talk about that. So fill us in.
Sure. Well, after I sold Podcast Expo to the Blog World Expo folks and Rick Calvert and his team, I took some time off and pursued some of the other stuff I was doing. Number one was our paid podcast, which is Trader Interviews, which is for online investing and online trading. But then Emil and I also started something called Interview Income. We saw all these people asking questions, and I would get emails every day about, you know, what kind of podcast? I know something about car repair. I know something about gardening, but I don't really know how to sit there and talk into a microphone for 20 minutes to do a podcast. And to me, interviewing somebody else was always the most interesting way to start a podcast. It was the easiest way, and it got rid of all the nonsense about having to create blog posts with the certain correct keyword density and all that nonsense, and just get somebody on the phone and have a conversation with them. That's always, I think, a really interesting piece of content for anybody in any industry, and it works for any industry. You can get somebody on the phone no matter what your topic and just have a discussion about that topic. And so we started this blog about how we were using interviews as the sole source of our content. We weren't doing, you know, monologues. We weren't doing just a conversation between two business owners. It was me going out and interviewing the stars of that industry. And so we started a blog about how we do that, and it's blog.interviewincome.com. We also have a course that we teach people how to do it, but you can get a ton of free stuff just off the blog about the testing we do via our emails and autoresponders and how we go out and find new people. So that's what we've been doing lately.
Very cool. Now that's, but it's also a paid podcast, correct? Or is it?
That one is not. We actually don't do a podcast for that one. It's a blog that talks about how we use interviews in our paid podcast, mainly at Trader Interviews. So we use kind of that as our test site to test all kinds of different things out in terms of how we market to people, and then we can report back on the results at that blog.
Awesome. Okay. Well, the other thing, number one, again, thanks for coming on the show. Wanted to get caught up with you. When you look back on all the expo days, any memories come out that you're like, ugh, that was just, you know, that just stands out?
Yeah, I think there was that very first podcast expo where everybody, and there were maybe 1,000 podcasts out there, and I think that might be generous. And so everybody knew everybody else. It was kind of in those days when the only people that were listening to podcasts were other podcasters.
Right.
And so I just remember walking through the hallways out in front of the exhibit hall in Ontario, at the Ontario Convention Center, which was, you know, in the middle of nowhere. And there was the Marriott across the street. And just watching people pass each other, look down at their badge and say, oh my God, you're so-and-so from the XYZ podcast. I've been listening to you for months now. And just kind of seeing those people meet for the first time, that was a lot of fun. And then I remember also, like on the third day of that show, having a meeting with the Marriott people, and they're like, we ran out of beer. I had no idea how many podcasters were going to be here and how much beer they would drink. We literally cleaned them out. They had no idea. You know, when I first called and said, we're going to have this convention for people who do their own radio shows, they're like, yeah, okay, maybe, you know, maybe 100, 200 people. 2,000 people show up. We completely sell out the Marriott and to drink all their beer. And so the next year they were like just dying for us to come back. And so those first couple of years were really interesting. It was a lot of fun.
Awesome. That is cool. All right. Well, and if people want to find you again, where can we go look you up?
Two places. I mean, if you want to go straight to the blog, it's blog.interviewincome.com, or you could just go to interviewincome.com and you'll see the blog link there as well.
Awesome. Well, Tim, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for being one of the early pioneers of podcasting yourself. You're one of the first guys I met in this space, and so I know you've gone a long way in developing your podcast and stuff, too. I should probably interview you someday.
Yeah, I'm always open. You know me. I like to talk, so.
I'm good.
All right. And there he is. That was fun. The good old days of podcasting, boys and girls. Hey, we're running a bit long. Want to thank you so much for tuning in. And you'll notice now that I'm doing this full time, the shows are going to be a little longer, but I try to keep them around 20 minutes. And got to tell you, that segment with Tim was recorded in a program called Power Grammo, where I was in the left side and Tim was in the right. I threw that into Hindenburg, and there's a tool in there, Hindenburg Journalist. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Going to be talking about that software a lot. It's really pretty cool. And it was able to take that one file with me and Tim split and split it into two separate channels where I could then go in and add some VST plugins to cut out some of the noise. I know if you're new to podcasting, you're like, what the heck? But listen to Marcy. I can show you what the heck I'm talking about and get you going in the right place. So thank you so much for tuning in. A lot of things coming up in the future. We're going to have some folks on that they took me to school myself about the joys of live podcasting. That'll be coming up in the future, as well as I'll be talking about a new WordPress theme that's just insane from what I've seen. It just totally lets you create whatever kind of website you want. That's coming up in the future as well. In the meantime, what are you waiting for? Start a podcast. The great thing about Marcy, as I wrap this up here, I asked her one day, I said, what's the motivation of the podcast? What's the business model? She said, you know, I haven't figured that out yet, but I wanted to start and I'll figure it out later. And I realized if I waited till everything was perfect, I was never going to get this thing going. So she's got her podcast up and going. She's starting to get feedback. She's starting to get stats, which is great. And that can be you. So if you want me personally, you can go over to podcastcoaching.com. If you would like to do it a little more on your own and just have access to all of our tutorials and our resources and everything, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class is dismissed. SOP 273, and I know last episode we said 271, but it was really 272. Who really cares? Right. SOP 273, today, are USB devices really that much more quieter? We're going to catch up with our old friend Tim Berkwin, the podcast brother, and we're going to hear about, I don't know what I'm going to say. You know, I should write this down.